time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, happy Memorial Day weekend. And I don't know if that's the right term, happy, because Memorial Day is the remembrance of those that gave their lives to protect the countries, and I'm going to include every country in the world on this. So if you have a loved one that has given his or her life to protect your country, to protect our country, our greatest gratitude and thanks goes out to them and to your family. And we remember all of the fallen ones during this Memorial Day weekend. It's a fantastic weekend up here in Bend. A lot of things going on. It started the concert series. Robert Plant, for those who remember who he is coming to town on Monday. An interesting story. I was at my favorite Livation place last night and was talking to some folks there. And a young couple sat down next to me, and they're looking for concerts to go to in the summer. And I mentioned Robert Plant, and the young lady said, "Oh, who did he sing with again?" And I go, "Oh, Led Zeppelin." And it was like, "Oh, that's right. I think I've heard of them." And it just aged me, I guess. So anyway, we have a lot of concerts going on, going to be doing some great activities. Looking forward to doing the Heroes Wad on Monday. That's the Murphy, where we run a mile, do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then run a mile again. We'll be doing that at our box on up here on Monday. But a lot of great things are going on. I hope you have plans for your weekend, and take time to just silently or even verbally acknowledge those that have given their lives to protect freedom in the world. Okay, so we've been talking about these habits of peak performers, and we're coming to the end of the mental habits. And the last mental habit I'm going to talk about is creativity. Now, I know I've talked about creativity in a different podcast, and I'd just like to review that here again, because peak performers, they just get supreme pleasure in creating something where once nothing existed. And so when you start looking at success, and we'll look at this from a business perspective, are you creating something new? Are you finding something new and getting pleasure out of it? Or are you just copying something that's out there, and then you may not feel satisfied? If you're not feeling satisfied in your career, is it because you're not creating something and you're just copying something? So the peak performers, they love to solve problems. They see that problems are really opportunities, and they take these opportunities and they turn them into achievements. You know, and how many times have you looked at you stubbed your toe along your path of success and complained about what's stopping you, and stop and turn around or do something else, right? We need to start looking at, when we stub our toe, is what's the opportunity here? They use this four-step, peak performers use this four-step process of creativity. So the first step is that they perceive a need or a problem. So they may be going about their daily activities and find a resistance or find something that's not working and go, "This should be done better," or "This can be done better," or "How can I do this better?" or "Where's a solution here?" And they, so they perceive this problem or need, and then they dig in and find all the information about that problem or that need. They really get the data on it, if you will. They look around how many people it's affecting, where else is it? Is it just in this in the town? Is it in the country? Is it in the world? And they start looking at getting all the information around the problem. And then they start asking the unconscious mind for help in finding a solution. So they go, here's the problem. What's the solution? What's the solution? And this brings us to the second stage where it's called incubation, where they let the unconscious mind work on the problem. What I usually suggest is if we perceive a challenge or a problem during the day, as we start to fall asleep at night, we ask our unconscious mind to find a solution. It could be a simple, hey, here's the problem, find a solution. Or we could create a mantra as we're falling asleep, going, what's the solution to this problem? What's the solution to this problem? What's the solution? Either way you do it, what you want to do is engage the unconscious mind to find the solution to that problem. Then, as you fall asleep, you release it. So, stage one is to perceive it and kind of prime the unconscious mind. You turn the problem over to the unconscious mind in stage two. And then, stage three is that you allow for the spontaneous receiving of the answer. That is, you don't think about it anymore. So when you wake up, you go, great, beautiful day. Let me get around my business. You may receive an answer in your dreams. You may receive an answer immediately when waking up, or you may receive an answer as you progress through the days. You may see a pattern in the clouds. You may see something that catches your eye. You may see an animal. There are many ways that the unconscious mind is going to get your attention with this. So you just allow that to come up. Once that solution comes up, here's the key. You need to take action and implement that solution. It's just not enough to get it, but you have to take action on it. So this creativity process is very important, especially business related. If you're looking at creating or developing or even growing your business, there may be some challenges out there that your competitors are facing. Maybe there's some challenges out there that your clients are facing, and you can use this to create something new where something once didn't exist. And creativity, so that could be the business part of creativity. The other part of it is you're just being creative yourself, and that could be, through painting and get painting or drawing or pottery, something, right? Just we want to get into that creative nature because all of that is creating something where nothing existed. So the arts, music, dance, painting, music again, all of those things, if you go and create that once didn't exist, and if you can get into that creativity part for, let's just say, on your hobby side of your life, it will move over to your business side and your relationship side and your financial side. So the creativity is very important. We like to think of we want to think logically and live intuitively. And intuitively is a form of creativity. So we want to think logically, but we want to allow that creativity to spontaneous come up for us. And think about when was the last time you were actually really creative, when you really got down there and created something. It doesn't even have to be for business, but just in life in general. When was the last time you really created something that brought you pleasure, that brought you joy? It could even be creating a vision board. Here's a great I belong to a mastermind coach group here in Bend. And one of the ladies there mentioned this way of creating a vision board. Most people, so the premise is that a lot of people get stuck. They want to make the vision board perfect. They want to make sure that it's just done right. Well, here was her solution to it, is you walk into a store that sells a lot of magazines. It's got to be a lot of magazines, perhaps a Barnes and Noble. And then you just walk down the aisle or walk in front of them and intuitively pick 5 to 10 magazines. You don't thumb through them. You just whatever draws you, you put them in your basket, you check out. You get a poster board, scissors, a glue stick. You go home and you allow yourself 1 hour. 1 hour to go through all the magazines and cut out the pictures that you feel resonate with you, with the life that you want to create. Here we go, creativity. And then you cut out the pictures, you glue stick them on there, and you allow yourself just 1 hour. You might even want to use a timer, and the 1 hour is up, you're done. What this does is it forces you to use your unconscious mind to create this vision board, as opposed to really logically thinking things out. So it forces you to be spontaneous. It forces you to really use this creativity side of you, and it creates a vision board. So then you put the vision board up in your office or your home someplace, and you look at that. But it's putting this time constraint on it. So perhaps the assignment for this week would be to do this vision board process. Go to a store, pick out 5 to 10 magazines, spend no more than 10 minutes picking out these magazines, get your poster board, get your glue stick, your scissor, go back home, set a timer, sit down, put on some music, and in 1 hour, cut out and paste what you see, what you feel is drawing to you for your vision. And this takes some discipline. It takes some mental strength. And if you would like to prime yourself beforehand, I suggest picking up the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It's a new version out there. It has an EPUB, e-version as well, and a PDF version as well. So go ahead and on the site, there's a banner on the site that shows you that. But really, look at that vision board. You use this as a priming pump for your creativity. Well, if you liked this edition of the podcast, this topic, please give me feedback. And if you would like some other topics covered, please give me feedback. And you can do that by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.